taste is king.
Limited time only. Price of participation vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
My reality, it seems like I live in my car. That's why I really appreciate the drive-through window at my neighborhood Medi-Cap pharmacy. It's convenient, especially when the weather's bad or when you don't feel well. Or I can use Medi-Cap's 24-hour prescription drop box and pick it up when it's convenient for me. Now that's a healthy dose of reality.
Medi-Cap pharmacy will always make time for you.
Medi-Cap pharmacy located at 27th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we have accounts designed to fit your needs and financial goals. Don't worry about the switch, we make it easy. Our trained account transfer specialists provide you with personalized, detailed service, helping you avoid the hassle. We're with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Boston, a three-pointer, bingo.
Drive in and score and draw the foul and a chance to tie it.
The rebound, back up and in.
Through both of the state tournaments, Platte River Radio coverage of high school basketball is presented by Hastings Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Tom Dinsdale Automotive, DinsdaleAuto.com, and by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Click out PlatteRiverPreps.com for time, stations, and streaming.
A layup, and it's up and in.
And that's the ball game.
Platte River Radio is ready to bring you another great basketball broadcast, but first we'll prepare you for the game with a New Tech Seed pregame show, which starts right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good morning, everyone. From the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, it is time for D1 state semifinal action in the 2014 Boys State High School Basketball Championships, featuring the Eagles of Overton against the Jaguars of Howells Dodge. With our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for being with us here on the New Tech Seed pregame show and making Classic Hit 98.9 your choice for the state high school basketball tournament. Of course, we're also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The winner of this game will play in the state championship tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. against Randolph. Randolph shut down Clearwater Orchard in the fourth quarter for a 49-39 victory. While in C1, Wahoo, after that miracle finish yesterday to get the game into overtime, now finds themselves in the state championship where they beat Wayne by a score of 56-42. C1 is also playing over at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Columbus Scotus and Wahoo Newman getting ready to tip off their game. We'll take a look at the rest of the brackets here in just a little bit, but for Overton, they take on a Howells Dodge team that really played different basketball yesterday. The Overton Lord Central Catholic game was different than the rest of the D1 games yesterday, Jeff, because there was some actual scoring. Overton was up 17, looked like maybe they'd run away with it, but then Lords, after a missed layup, three straight threes, got back into the ball game and made it interesting down the stretch. But there was scoring in that game. Nobody else got above the 48 of Howells Dodge in the previous three games.
Yeah, there wasn't too much going. And Tanner Ryan pretty much dominated yesterday for Elm Creek. Every time it seemed like Lords was going to come back in that game, all of a sudden you'd hear Tanner Ryan's name just come up and they start doing good. And Tanner Ryan did real well for Overton yesterday.
Yeah, so we will see what he does today against a Howells Dodge squad that has a little bit of height. Luke Hageman is their big boy, a 6'5 senior that gets 19 points. I think one of the keys today, there was a tad bit of foul trouble. Joel Schaefer got into foul trouble yesterday. Overton cannot afford to get into foul trouble today against Howells Dodge, who is a physical ball club and likes to play half-court offense. So we'll see how things break down today as Overton takes on the Howells Dodge Jaguars, and we'll have all the action coming up here on Classic Hits 98.9 as we continue on with the New Tech Seed pregame show in a minute.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Getting ready for the first of two games today. We will also have the Donovan Bergen game. He's 94.5 FM this afternoon. And that game will tip off at 3:45, also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. But right now, let's take a look at the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. Your starting lineup for the Overton Eagles and the Howells Dodge Jaguars. Let's start with Howells Dodge. Number four is a 6'2" senior in Casey Wisniewski. Wisniewski averages 7 points and 3 rebounds. Number 14 is a 6 foot senior, Trevor Bloom, 7.5 points, 3 rebounds a game. Number 23, 6'2" junior, Jesse Faltus, 11 points, 4 rebounds per game. Number 24 is a 6'2 senior in Ben Keene. Keene averages 6.5 points and 3 rebounds a game. And as we told you earlier, the big man is number 44, 6'5" senior, Luke Hegeman. The Hegeman averages 19 points, 10 rebounds a game. The head coach is Cole Fisher, assisted by Joe Wisniewski and Brian Ruzick. Now, of course, Howells Dodge has only been together a couple of years, and they did come down and win it all last year. But Howells has been here numerous times over the past decade and a basketball power in D1. They did lose to Randolph 62-60 in the districts, and that allowed Randolph to move on to the state tournament. So Howells Dodge is here on a wild card. Their only other loss was to Bancroft Rosalie, who's playing in the D2 semifinals, and they actually split their games with Bancroft. Rosalie had to play them a back-to-back conference tournament and then in the regular season. So they are out of the East Husker Conference and set at 26-2. Yesterday they defeated Fullerton 48-35. They were ranked sixth, had a 49-game winning streak snapped in that first loss of the year to Bancroft Rosalie. For the Overton Eagles, number 14, 6'3 junior Creighton Burr averages 6 points, 5 rebounds. Number 20, 6 foot senior Hayden Cahoy averages 11 points, 3.5 rebounds. Number 30, 6'3 senior Tanner Ryan averages 17 points and 6 rebounds. Number 32, 6'3 junior Caleb Eklund averages just under 8 points and 5.5 rebounds a game. And number 44, 6'1 senior Joel Schaefer, 12.5 points and 5 rebounds per game. The head coach of the Overton Eagles is Jay Stair, assisted by Clint Little. They defeated Amherst and Elm Creek in the sub-districts, took care of Cambridge in the district final, and yesterday beat Lord Central Catholic 65-58. They're ranked number two in the state with a record of 23-4. This is their 14th trip to state, and they were in the D1 state final where they were the runner-up in 2010. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back to tip it off after this timeout.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
We're back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, where we're ready to get things tipped off for the state semifinals. Both teams got a little hyped here, Jeff, so I don't think that's going to be a problem.
No, and both teams look pretty good. They're both battle-tested. Overton, you know, via the Fort Kearney Conference, that tough sub-districts. Howell's Dodge, their only two losses to Randolph, who's in the final. Bancroft Rosalie, who's a really good D2 team as well.
So we're ready to go. Howell's Dodge would love to get that rematch. The ball is in the air, and the tip controlled by the Jaguars. Howell's Dodge will move from left to right. Overton right to left. There's a view it along your radio dial. Jaguars throw it away. Trying to move quickly, run off screens, get a good look, and they toss it out of bounds, and that'll be the first turnover. So Overton gets their first crack at it here on offense. Howell's Dodge looks like they'll also come out in a man-to-man. Tanner Ryan the key here offensively, and he'll need some help from the rest of his ball club, but that's why they've been so good lately. As a top-of-the-key jumper for two is no good. Rebound brought down by the Jaguars. Underneath grabbing it will be Faltus. Into the front court they'll run. They will be very patient unless they get it down to the big man, which they do. Hageman, and Hageman walks with the basketball. Good defense down there by Tanner Ryan. Howell's Dodge, two possessions and two turnovers.
Yeah, nice job taking away that baseline. Forced him to step on his foot, travel the ball, might have even stepped on the baseline. So good defensive pressure there by Overton.
Ball will be brought up the floor here by Joel Schaefer as Overton wears their visiting uniforms here. They'll get it inside. The short jumper is good, but they'll wave it off because of a charge on Creighton Ryan. So Ryan with his first foul of the basketball game.
Yeah, it was a nice drive. Just got the unfortunate charge. Looked like it was a good move to the basket. Still early in this one, so no harm, no foul. Or there was a foul, but no real foul trouble yet.
Howell's Dodge with the ball in the front court looking for our first points. Top of the key, Hageman will try a three. It's going to be short off the front iron. Rebound brought down by Creighton Ryan. Ryan will get into the front court. Overton wants to run a little bit here. Schaefer down the baseline. Finds Eklund. Eklund to the top of the circle. Three-pointer on the way, and it's no good by Hayden Cahoy. Long rebound comes out of the wing, and Howell's Dodge going too fast. Lost it again. So the Jaguars kind of stepping on their own toes right now, but Overton hasn't been able to take advantage. Three turnovers in the first 90 seconds for the Jaguars. We're still scoreless. Working it on the right wing will be Cahoy. Cahoy guarded in the man-to-man by Bloom. Out top of three. Schaefer, it's good. Joel Schaefer with the first bucket of the ball game at Overton. Strikes first, 3-0 in favor of the Eagles. Howell's Dodge gets it into the front court. It'll be Faltus swinging it over on the left wing to Bloom. Back to Faltus, sets for a three. He'll shoot it up, it's no good. Rebound into the corner, can they save it? They'll throw it back into the court of play there with Wisniewski, but it ends up in the hands of Tanner Ryan, and then Ryan dropped the basketball, and Wisniewski will take it in for a score. So Howell's Dodge takes advantage of the first Overton turnover and takes it right in for points. Overton 3-2. Now Ryan coast-to-coast. Wild shot, but he draws the foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Yeah, nice job by Tanner. Just getting to the hoop, trying to get to the foul and get his game going early. It was such a good game last night in the first round. Need another big night tonight against Howell's Dodge.
Foul will be on Trevor Bloom. First on the Jaguars. Tanner Ryan now to the line to shoot two. The first one is on the way, and it is in and out. Spins off the rim, no good. Howell's Dodge will go to the bench. Tyler Palachik will check in. He's a 5'10 sophomore, averages about 5 points a game. Second free throw coming up for Overton's Tanner Ryan, and it's a little too strong, no good. Rebound grabbed by Howell's Dodge, so missed both free throws, and Hageman grabs his first board. 3-2, 5:45 to go, first quarter. State tournament action here on Classic Hits. With it, Wisniewski. Wisniewski gives it off on the wing to Palachik. Palachik up top, good crossover dribble, trying to poke it away. There is Creighton Ryan. It is saved, though, by the Jaguars. They'll take a three on the right wing. It is no good by Keene. Rebound, though, Wisniewski is there again. Gets it to Hageman, takes it inside. The shot is blocked by Caleb Eklund on the drive by Faltus. Up the floor comes Schaefer. Schaefer with the ball between the circles. Dribbles to the right side. That's where Tanner Ryan is. Tries to lob it inside, and he overthrows his teammate in Hayden Cahoy in the second turnover here for Overton. So not a crisp start to this D1 semifinal. 3-2 Overton. Lob it in. Hageman, one-hand catch, turns and scores. Luke Hageman gets his first bucket of the ball game, and Howell's Dodge is up 4-3. Overton quickly with the ball up there, but everybody trailing Schaefer, and again he tries to throw it into Eklund, and again he overthrows him, and again it's turned over. Howell's Dodge pushes the pace into the front court, left-hand corner. Keene has to look to see if he's still in bounds, which he is. Back to the trailer Wisniewski, into Hageman, working on Schaefer, Eklund. The ball knocked away, but it's picked up by Palachik. Lob it inside again, and this time it's picked off by Caleb Eklund. Well, both teams know what they want to do, and that's get the ball inside, Jeff, and it's not working.
Yeah, both teams trying to force it inside. A couple times for Overton, just overthrowing the pass, and that time it was just picked off by Overton. Just a telegraph pass there for Howells Dodge.
Tanner Ryan to Schaefer up top. Eklund holds the ball. On the post, they'll get it left elbow now. Turn around, jumper up and in by Ryan, and he's fouled. Tanner Ryan draws the contact and able to drain the fadeaway eight-footer. He'll go to the line. Foul called on Luke Hageman, his first. And so Ryan, who just missed a pair, will be there and try and knock this one down and complete the three-point play. It's up. It's good. So Tanner Ryan with the three-point play, and Overton back on top by a deuce, 6-4. Midway through the first quarter, here are the D1 semifinals. Wisniewski, guarded by Schaefer, gets a pick on the top of the key, takes it all the way down the lane. One-hand floater, no good, follows his shot, got his own rebound, runs it down to the right-hand corner, up top Hageman for three. It skips out. They're 0-4 from downtown. Rebound brought down by Eklund. Outlet pass to Cahoy. He'll give it to Ryan. Ryan will back it out, and his bounce pass inside will be kicked away.
Yeah, good. A tough flow to start the game, Doug. Both teams turned it over at least three times, and so now they're getting going. Tanner Ryan's been doing a good job getting to the hoop, getting to the foul line.
Ryan will get it up top to Schaefer, guarded there by Keene. On the left wing, they'll go to Eklund. Caleb down low, turnaround jumper. Ryan rattles it home. No, excuse me, that's Cahoy. Aiden Cahoy screened out. Knocked that one down, his first bucket. 8-4, Overton. 3:20 to go here in the first quarter of play. Howells Dodge, crossover dribble for Faltus. Faltus runs in, throws it off the window. No good. All blue jerseys underneath. Cahoy will get it off to Eklund. Front court, right side, back to Hayden. Into the corner, three-pointer. Ryan, short, no good. Rebound being batted around. And it is finally grabbed there by Wisniewski. And that's his third board. And then there was a collision away from the ball. Trevor Bloom banged his knee on the floor or on the opponent. And he's grimacing right now. I'm surprised they're not stopping play. He's got it in the right-hand corner. He dribbles. He's biting his lip. Howells Dodge over on the left wing, back up top. Free throw line, jumper on the way. Faltus, no good. Long rebound. It goes out of bounds off of Howells Dodge. It'll be Overton basketball. In for the Eagles, Logan Kaiser will check in. And for Howells Dodge, they'll re-enter Palacic.
I'm not sure how that collision happened. I think maybe he just hit the floor real hard. Maybe a little knee-on-knee contact as well. So he's coming out of the game.
Creighton Ryan getting the breather for Overton, their first sub. 2:20 to go, first quarter. Overton, an 8-4 lead over Howells Dodge. Driving Schaefer, left baseline, cut off there by Keene. Kicks it back out top. Ryan starts to drive, gets the double team over to Cahoy for the three. It is good. Hayden Cahoy at the second three-pointer here of the first quarter. And a timeout will be taken by Howells Dodge, the first of the game. 2:10 to go, first quarter, Overton 11, Howells Dodge 4. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
Doug Judah, Jeff Babel back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth out of the Howells Dodge timeout. Faltus kicks it over the right wing, and they will late whistle call a walk as Tyler Palacic did a little happy dance there with his left toe, and that'll be the fifth turnover for Howells Dodge. Really slowing them down with just 4 points, and one of the reasons all the turnovers. Actually, their points have come off a couple of the Overton turnovers where they have three so far. 11-4 Eagles. Top of the key with it is Kaiser. Logan's pass is going to be tipped and stolen away. So So Hal's Dodge back on the offense. Who can survive the mistakes early on, it looks like right now. Crossover dribble, Faltis. He falters and kicks it out to Hageman, guarded there by Tanner Ryan. Back up top, they'll go to Faltis. Jesse off the ball screen, can't get anywhere. Swings it over the left wing to Keene as they try to force it into Hageman, and it looks like they're going to call Tanner Ryan for a hand check. As they ran through the lane, Ryan called for his first foul. Team fouls even at two apiece. Here's Danny Widhelm in for Howells Dodge. He's a six-foot senior, gets about 4 points a game. Howells Dodge looks like they're going to be a little deeper team, Jeff, and that may come into play later.
Yeah, and Overton doing right now, trying to get a good lead so that they can, later on in the games, use their starters when the depth for Howells Dodge will come into factor.
And we may have just got the second foul on Tanner Ryan. And that's exactly the case. So clean, playing well, then all of a sudden back-to-back fouls in 5 seconds here on Tanner Ryan. We said Overton cannot afford foul trouble in this game. Howells Dodge gets it into Hageman, guarded closely and fouled again. This one's Caleb Eklund, his first. So one foul in 6.5 minutes on Overton, 3 fouls in 10 seconds. And Hageman will go to the line for the first free throw attempts for the Jaguars.
Yeah, really trying to get to Hageman there. I thought maybe he took a walk with it down below, but they didn't call it.
And look, he's standing on the wrong free throw line like we saw in the girls' game last week.
Still made the free throw.
Standing on the wrong free throw line. Second free throw coming up here for Luke Hageman. It's on the way. He made them both. Maybe that's where he wants to be. I don't know. It's 11-6. And he nailed them both right through there. So both free throws good. And it will be Overton to spread the floor here. Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy to the top of the circle. Comes right elbow. Lost his man. The runner high off the glass. Bounces out. No good. Rebound to Ben Keene. Keene will push the ball up the floor here on the left wing. Fire it over there to Polacek, who kicks it back out top to Keene. Playing catch down to Hageman again. He tries and scores. So they put Tanner Ryan on the bench. Hageman scores. It's a 3-point game. 4 straight there for Howells Dodge. Overton needs a bucket. They haven't scored since that timeout, and that was 2 minutes ago. Off the cut, they get it inside to Eklund. Has to kick it into the corner. Nothing there for Creighton Ryan. Up top to Cahoy. Schaefer whittling the clock. Now they're down to 20, so they may just hold for the last shot. Lob it into the corner to Schaefer. One dribble down to Kaiser. Turns. He drives. Has his shot blocked. Got it back. Missed it. And the rebound comes down to Hageman. After Keene blocked the shot, 5 seconds to go. Hustling it up the floor, a 25-footer at the horn is short, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. And your score, the Overton Eagles, 11, the Howells Dodge Jaguars, 8. State High School Basketball Tournament action brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, and Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. We'll be right back.
Farm better and put more dollars on your bottom line with the Case IH Precision Farming System from Titan Machinery. Offering fully automated steering with repeatability and precision, AFS AccuGuide is your best choice for better guidance solutions, providing 4 levels of accuracy down to 1 inch. Titan Machinery, together with Case IH, has the precision farming solutions that fit your operation. That's Titan Machinery. They are your precision farming better solutions dealer.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Ready to go to the second quarter. Overton has the ball. Didn't score the last 2 minutes of that first quarter, but they do have an 11-8 lead, Jeff.
Yeah, Tanner Ryan still on the bench, Doug, so they're going to try and keep him out there just to prevent him from getting more fouls.
The Class C1 semifinal going on today as well. And Columbus SCOTUS taking on Wahoo Newman. Wahoo already a winner today over Wayne, and here Randolph beat Clearwater Orchard 49-39. So after the ball was tipped out of bounds, Overton will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Working into the left-hand corner, nothing there. Driving in, putting up the one-hand runner. It's no good for Eklund, and then the ball punched out of bounds. It's going to belong to Howells Dodge. So Overton would like to keep things going here. They kind of had the pace their way there for a little bit, but not lately.
Yeah, they did good. They got a couple threes there. One three there by McCahoy at the top of the key. They really had their offense going. Then when Hageman started to take over Howells Dodge, Overton went cold.
As we have it on the right-hand wing with the basketball is Jesse Faltis. Lobs it into Hageman. Makes a move in the lane. Has his shot blocked by Creighton Ryan. Schaefer with the outlet pass to Ryan. Two on two. Ryan in the lane. Puts it up too strong. Follow up and in. But we have a whistle. And let's see if they count the bucket. I think they will.
I think he signaled for two free throw shots here.
They're going to say that the...
I don't know if the bucket counted, though, as well.
No, because the bucket was followed in by Eklund, and they have at the line Creighton Ryan. If that's the case, that was a very late whistle because the ball already had been through the cylinder.
Yeah, the Howells Dodge defender was late getting there. His feet were definitely moving, and then the foul wasn't called right away, and then a late whistle.
So they'll call it on Jesse Faltis. That foul occurred before the made bucket, so Creighton Ryan will go to the line to shoot two. Howells Dodge was trying to sneak Trevor Bloom back at the other end, but the old wily veteran Logan Kaiser all over that one as the free throw is up and in for Ryan. In that first quarter, five turnovers Howells Dodge, four for Overton rebounds, nine for Howells Dodge, four for Overton. Second free throw, no good, didn't matter. Ryan knew he missed it, and he just went right after it, stepped over the line. So 2 of 5 from the line for Overton, 2 of 2 for Howells Dodge. Luke Hageman has 6 of their points, 5 for Hayden Cahoy for Overton. Into the front court, Faltis. Faltis, nobody picked him up till he got in the paint, then on a spin move, lost the handle. 6th turnover, up the floor, Cahoy, bounce pass underneath, Kaiser, layup, good. Beautiful pass by Hayden Cahoy, and it's 14-8. Lead back up to 6 here for the Eagles. Bloom with it. Off the screen, drives over to Wisniewski. Wisniewski gets it into the corner, right back to him. Then Hageman off the screen is open. They lob it to him, and he'll score. That's where the height comes into play. You don't have to be completely open to grab a lob. Schaefer pulls it up into the front court, left corner. Stops, and the ball's deflected away. Clean steal, out ahead, going for the layup, and scoring is Trevor Bloom. 14-12, back-to-back buckets, Howells Dodge. That's what they did in the first quarter. Get that steal, take it in for the hoop. Definitely, Howells Dodge taking advantage of the turnovers better than Overton is.
Yeah, right now. And that was just a straight telegraph pass, and we got a foul here on Overton.
Away from the basketball, they're going to ding Hayden Cahoy with an offensive foul. That'll be the 5th foul for Overton. 3 have been called on Howells Dodge. 6:14 to go, second quarter. Overton 14, Howells Dodge 12. Here are the D1 semifinals. Jaguars with the basketball. They have led one time at 4-3. And again, this is a team that likes to keep it in the 50s, although they do score. They did score a lot in the regular season, but when they're close games, they're usually lower scoring games. Out of the wing, a three-pointer for the lead over everything by Wisniewski. Rebound, Ryan. He tried to make a long outlet pass and threw it away. Howells Dodge is 0 of 5 from three-point land, 2 of 4 for Overton. Assistant coach Clint Little directing a little traffic here for the Eagles defense. Coach Jay Stair always pretty calm, collected, sits on the bench, doesn't show a whole lot of emotion. If he does, you know something's up. Lob into Hageman, they overshoot him again, it's stolen away, and then Overton on the outlet pass, throws it right back away and commits a foul, and that'll be on Creighton Ryan. And that's an MO for Overton. When something does go wrong, they find a way to multiply it, which you never want. They'll go too fast, or they'll turn it over and follow it right up with the foul because they think they can get that ball right back. And coming in, Justin Hodgson now. And checking out will be Creighton Ryan. So Overton in a good place. They got the lead. Their offense struggling a little bit, Jeff, but they just don't want to lose their heads right here.
Yeah.
They're still ahead.
And right now, they're just trying to get going in transition. They just made a really, really long pass. And so just as long of a pass that was, it was more of a chance to get intercepted.
Hageman will spot up and nail a three-pointer, the first of the game for Howells Dodge. They regain the lead. Hageman has 11 of the 15 points. So inside, outside, he's able to do it both. Ball goes through Hotchins' hands, but it's picked up there by Cahoy. Cahoy swings it up top to Schaefer, who's been very quiet. Joel tries to back his way into the paint, and then coming in Wisniewski clubs him, and that'll be a foul on Casey Wisniewski. His first and the team's fourth.
Tanner Ryan ready to check in. Stairs had enough of him on the bench. Howells Dodge takes their first lead here.
Checking out will be Logan Kaiser. And they'll box the lane here for the inbound. Schaefer to throw it in for the Eagles. Underneath the hoop, he goes to Eklund. Eklund can't get the shot back to Schaefer for three. It's good. Joel Schaefer hits his second three from the left-hand corner. Overton 17, Howells Dodge 15. 4:40 to go here in the first half. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Try to lob it into Hageman. Denied by Eklund. Picked back up. Hageman on the other block. And a lot of touch fouls underneath right now. And that does bring head coach Jay Stair off the bench. Yeah. Eklund has two. Ryan has two. Both Tanner and Creighton with two fouls. And now here comes J.D. Callahan into the ball game. So Overton forced to go a little deeper on their bench.
Yeah, and that was a tic-tac foul, I thought. So now in the bonus, Hageman will step to the line.
1-1, spins out, no good. Rebound will be grabbed by Tanner Ryan. So not only do they need to keep scoring, but they need to stay out of foul trouble as the three-pointer is up by Cahoy, no good. Rebound to Bloom. And here comes Howells Dodge. Good, close, competitive game. Neither team playing their best right now, though, as Howells Dodge struggling a little from the field, and Overton has had some problems with fouls. Another three-pointer on the way, and another foul. Rebound to Tyler Polacek. And the foul is on Tanner Ryan. His third. And he played what? Not even a minute?
Not even.
40 seconds?
Yeah, I mean, it was less than five.
This is what happened to Joel Schaefer yesterday. Tanner, an emotional kid, showed some emotion, got a warning at the line. Tyler Polacek to shoot the 1-1, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound by J.D. Callahan. All right, Overton just needs to play tough here for four more minutes. They've got athletes. It's not all Tanner Ryan. They just have to play the basketball that they have played throughout the year, survive the rest of this 4 minutes. Work the ball at the top of the key. Schaefer may become a big part of this second quarter now. Hodgson up top to Cahoy. The ball tipped, goes into the backcourt. A lot of contact. Jesse Foltis, they did not call a foul. Into the front court, Cahoy. Off the screen, goes up to Schaefer. It's knocked away again. It does go out of bounds. It'll belong to Overton. Howells Dodge can sense a little blood in the water right now, Jeff. They've picked up the tempo.
Yeah, they're playing.
Oh, now they're going to overturn the call, or we get a timeout. No, we're going to get a timeout. Timeout by Overton. Coach Jay Stair just to go over a little strategy. 3:31 to go. First half, Overton 17, Howells Dodge 15. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. We'll be right back.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Welcome back to high school basketball action. As we are, Wahoo Newman leading Scotus 12-2 in the first quarter because they've hit four threes to start the game. Here it's 17-15 Overton, 3.5 to go. Pull-up jumper by Kaiser, hits the heel, no good. Hageman will get his third rebound. Howells Dodge up the floor, down by two. Swing it over to Keene. Keene open, does not take the shot. Up top, Hageman thought about the three. He'll pass it off for a three-pointer that is no good. Follow Hageman, no good. Second chance, no good, and another foul. Falling backwards, Hageman gets the call after the missed three by Trevor Bloom. And two free throws now for Hageman, who is 2 of 3 at the line, has 11 of his team's 15 points. And the foul on Overton will go on Logan Kaiser, his first. That's 9 fouls on Overton, 4 on Howells Dodge, and the free throw is good. Now a chance to tie it up here for Hageman. and he'll put it up and in. So we're all tied at 17 with 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Overton has Tanner Ryan on the bench with three fouls. Creighton Ryan and Caleb Eklund have two. Pass over the right wing to Kaiser. Gets it to Hodgson. Justin tries to get it up top. The passes are off the mark. Just tipped and back down to Kaiser. His shot way off the mark. Rebound brought down by Palacic. His fourth. Chance to take the lead for the Jaguars. They post up Hageman on Callahan. Double team. Turnaround jumper good. Luke's playing a really good ball game so far. And the lead back to Howells Dodge. They lead it 19-17. Schaefer with it on the right side. Gives it off to Cahoy. Deep three for Hayden. All the way around and out. No good. Rebound. Callahan missed the short bunny. And Hageman will pull down the loose ball. Those are the instances we talked about here as coming to the other end. Wisniewski layers his shoulder. Missed the shot. Rebound once. Rebound twice. Finally, it's going to go into the hands of Palacic. Real physical. And throwing up a wild shot and hitting at Jesse Faltis. And obviously the Jaguar fans are jacked up. But Overton just getting killed on the boards, Jeff. I mean, annihilated, almost 4-1.
Yeah, Hageman doing a good job just getting offensive putbacks and rebounds, kicking out to the shooters. Howells Dodge right now just dominating inside.
Here's Schaefer, top of the circle. Pull up three, Joel fires. It's too deep, no good. They've missed four in a row. And the rebound brought down by Wisniewski. If I was over to the next possession, whatever the time is left, I would hold the ball. Howells Dodge works it to the right side. Faltis into the corner. Hageman for three. That'll be short. Rebound brought down by Hayden Cahoy. There's a minute 20. I would just hold the ball and shorten the game. And Cahoy bouncing, and they'll call a blocking foul on Wisniewski. His second, team's fifth. But when you're in foul trouble, shorten that game. Get to halftime so that you can get your men back in there. To start the third quarter, Creighton Ryan and Caleb Eklund, both with two fouls, are coming back in here with a minute 14 to go.
Yeah, mock cheer there from the Overton fans, finally getting a foul there on Howells Dodge. A couple of them, I think, were made of a miss. So Howells Dodge, though, not in the bonus, or Overton, not in the bonus yet.
Ball stolen away. Howells Dodge goes to the other end. The layup is up, and it is in. Trevor Bloom, another turnover into a layup, and Howells Dodge has scored eight in a row to lead it 23-17. With it is Caleb Eklund, out top to Callahan. Howells Dodge did a great job of jumping the passing lane. Cahoy, step back, 16-footer, short again. Rebound pulled down by Howells Dodge. They try to knock it away. Got to be careful because of the foul situation, but they do force the turnover here, knocking it out of the hands of Windhelm. Now driving left baseline, laying it up and in is Caleb Eklund for his first bucket. That snaps the 8-0 run to the Jaguars. 30 seconds to go here in the half. And Howells Dodge will walk it up with Faltis, 23-19. Howells Dodge, 20 seconds to go. Holding the ball is Bloom. Playing catch with Faltis. And the ball knocked away. Steal made by Creighton Ryan. Ryan doesn't have numbers. Hits the trailer. Eklund puts it up and scores. Howells Dodge did the flop trying to get the foul. Didn't get the call. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. A three-pointer at the horn is no good, and we go to the half. What a last 4 minutes here, the second quarter of play. Howells Dodge scored eight in a row, and then Overton makes a couple of nice defensive plays to send them into the halftime locker room. It is Howells Dodge 23 and Overton 21, but that was a key last minute there for Overton, Jeff, to get a couple of buckets.
Yeah, there are a couple of good players on the bench, Ryan and Eklund in foul trouble. We think they just want to get to the halftime to survive. They turned it on. They got a couple good 4 points there at the end to cut the lead to two and get all the momentum in the locker room.
We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com right after this timeout.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
It's named the Early Riser Planner for a reason. Producers who use Case IH Early Riser Planners enjoy the earliest emergence in the industry, 3 days earlier on average. When you purchase a 2014 model year Early Riser Planner, you won't only receive unmatched maximized yields, you'll also receive 0% financing for 36 months. Stop by your Titan Machinery Case IH dealer today to see how an Early Riser Planner can benefit your operation. But hurry, this great financing offer ends March 31st. Titan Machinery, better solutions.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. State tournament basketball action brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer. As part of the Titan dealer group, Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world. At the same time, providing you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery of Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer and proud supporter of high school athletics. At halftime, it is Howells Dodge 23 and Overton 21. And Bishop Newman and Columbus Scotus all tied at 15. Newman was up 12-2 out of the gate and now tied at 15 there in Class C1 action. And this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Jeff Babel has our tournament recap of what's still to come and what has already happened today. Jeffrey.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. In Class A, Benson and Westside will tip off Pinnacle Bank Arena at 7 o'clock tonight. Benson and Westside, big victories over Lincoln Northeast and Lincoln Southeast yesterday. Norfolk and Bellevue West. Norfolk with their 70-66 victory over Omaha South in three overtimes last night. Bellevue West upsetting four-time defending champion Omaha Central 68-50. So that's your Class A semifinals. In B, it'll be York and Beatrice. York 41-37 victory over Pius yesterday. Beatrice 43-41 victory over Ron Colley. The other semifinal, the top seed Elkhorn South, 64-31 victory over Northwest. They'll take on Scott, a 58-49 victory over Scott's Bluff last night. In C1, Wayne and Wahoo took battle this morning right here right before our game at the Pinnacle Bank Arena. Right at the 9 o'clock game at Pinnacle Bank, 56-42 victory for Wahoo. So Wahoo awaits the winner of the game right now. Scotus and Newman, again, Doug said that was tied at halftime, 15-15. So Wahoo awaiting the winner. That they'll play tomorrow at 9 a.m. at Pinnacle Bank Arena. All the finals tomorrow on ESPN, 14-16, 15-50, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. In C2, Ainsworth and Freeman will do battle here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center around 2 o'clock. Ainsworth, 71-54 victory over Battle Creek last night, and Freeman with a 49-46 victory over Kimball. Donovan Trumbull and Bergen will go battle tonight, 3:45 on the Breeze 94.5. Donovan with a 40-27 victory over Sutton, while Archbishop Bergen took down the defending C2 state champs, Southern Valley, 68-59, 3:45 again on the Breeze, 94.5. In D1, Clearwater Orchard fell to Randolph this morning, 49-39, so they'll await the winner of our matchup right now between Howells Dodge and Overtime. And Overton, excuse me, Howell Dodge with a 2-point lead at halftime. Randolph and Howells Dodge or Overton tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. If Overton does get it, we'll have it here for you on Classic Hits 98.9 as well as ESPN 1460 and 1550. Clearwater Orchard will drop down to the third place matchup 2 p.m. tomorrow at Lincoln East. And in Class D2, Bancroft Rosalie and Falls City Sacred Heart will do battle tonight right here at the Devaney Sports Center. 7 o'clock, Rosalie with a 64-29 victory over Hitchcock County, and Sacred Heart with a 58-50 victory over Layton. The other semifinal, High Plains and Spalding Academy. High Plains with a 4-point victory over Exeter Milligan, 49-45, and Spalding Academy with a big win over Elwood, 76-48.
23-21, Howells Dodge leading Overton here at the half. We'll take a look at the numbers after this timeout.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS service center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Don't forget, right now, we also have Big Ten basketball airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 as Michigan and Illinois are tied at 14, 10 minutes to go in the first half of that game. Nebraska will then take on Ohio State at approximately 1:30, and that game will air on 12:30 a.m. KHAS this afternoon as the Huskers take on Ohio State. It'll also be televised on ESPN. Well, let's take a look at the first half numbers unofficially that we have for you in our ball game. And you're listening to, as always, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on Classic Hits. First off, for Howells Dodge, I have Casey Wisniewski with 2 points, 6 rebounds. Tyler Polacek, 5 rebounds. Trevor Bloom, 4 points, 1 rebound. Jesse Fault is 2 points and a rebound. Ben Keen, a rebound and a block. Danny Widhelm, a rebound. And Luke Hegeman has been the man again so far for Howells Dodge. 15 points, 6 rebounds. 9 rebounds in the first quarter, a dozen in the second quarter of play. Free throw shooting, 2 of 2 in the first, 2 of 4 in the second. 3-point shooting, 0 of 4 in the first, and 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 5 in the first, 4 in the second for Howells Dodge. Foul situation, Casey Wisniewski is the only player that has 2. 8 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. Howells Dodge, 23 points, 21 rebounds. 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 8 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 9 turnovers. For Overton, Creighton Ryan, 1 point, 2 rebounds, 1 block. Hayden Cahoy, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Logan Kaiser has 2 points. Tanner Ryan, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Spent a lot of this game, about half of it, on the bench with foul trouble. He already has 3. Caleb Eklund, 4 points, a rebound, and a block shot. Joel Schaefer has 2 3-pointers for his 6 points. And J.D. Callahan, 2 rebounds. 4 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Free throw shooting, 1 of 3 in the first, 1 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 4 in the first, 1 of 5 in the second. 4 turnovers in each quarter. And the one thing we mentioned at the top of the show, Jeff, foul problems. Overton couldn't have them. They do. Tanner Ryan, 3. Creighton Ryan and Caleb Eklund each have 2. 11 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second at the half, 21 points, 9 rebounds, 2 out of 5 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, 8 turnovers. It's Howells Dodge, 23, Overton, 21. And, Jeff, for really looking at the stat sheet, as bad as it probably went for Overton, they're only down 2.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Coach Stairs probably got to be happy with the score. He's probably not happy with his outcome in that second quarter. When both Ryan and Eklund picked up fouls, inside for Overton wasn't just able to defend as well, and so Hageman was able to get his 15 points and 6 rebounds pretty much at ease in that second quarter. So Ryan and Eklund, I think, will need to play a lot better and try their best to remain out of foul trouble. But Overton only down 2, you got to be pleased with that.
The turnovers fairly even. That was a problem for Howells Dodge. But again, when Overton turns it over, it seems to turn into transition layups for Howells Dodge. But more fouls on Overton. They have less free throws. They have had some trouble in this basketball game in a variety of different areas. Less rebounds, the fouls. A shooting percentage is not all that great for either ball club. Yet Howells Dodge, who has out-rebounded Overton 21-9, is only up by 2 at 23-21. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. The second half of the D1 State Semifinals continues right after this timeout on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, Elm Creek, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, and Jeff Babel. I'm Doug Duda. And if you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Carney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, is located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Well, Howells Dodge will get the ball to start the second half, and sometimes you don't talk about the mental part of the game, but the mental part of the game is going to be very important here for Overton, Jeff, because they have got to stay out of foul trouble and still try to find a way to play their game.
Yeah, just reading their body language, they just seem to be, you know, having troubles just overcoming the fact that they're going to be in foul trouble, that they're going to have to, you know, fight for every point that they get in the second half. They're going to go with the starters, so everyone out there with Overton will have a little bit of foul trouble, the two for Ryan, the two for Eklund, and then the three for Creighton Ryan, excuse me.
Tanner Ryan has the 3-2 for Creighton.
Yes.
But as you take a look.
Clock's not set.
We've got a delay here to start the second half to get the clock set. So we'll get that done. But remind you that if Overton, I think, if they can get cleanly through this third quarter and they're within five.
Yep.
And not in any foul trouble, I think that's advantage Overton going into the fourth quarter. So let's see how the next 8 minutes plays out. Howells Dodge with the basketball as they move from right to left. And Wisniewski has the ball. Up top to Faltis. Looks like Overton may play a little more of a zone here to try and stay out of foul trouble, which is different from the man. They log it into Hageman right at Ryan. He missed the shot. Luke, there's the offensive rebound. Partially blocked inside by Caleb Eklund. And coming down with it is Tanner Ryan. And even though they were playing zone, they were not lax down there defensively. And another turnover, Overton on the outlet pass. When they got it to Hageman, they're leaving their feet. They're swinging their arms, trying to block the shot. So even though they went to zone, Hageman inside again on the way up, lost the handle, knocked out of his hands, and a turnover for Howells Dodge. So just like the start of the game, each team turning it over early in the third quarter. And it'll be Cahoy with it against the man-to-man of Howells Dodge. Over to Schaefer on the weak side, cutting through Cahoy, got the catch, goes up and scores. Hayden Cahoy with 7 points to lead the way for Overton. And this ball game is tied at 23, 1 minute into the second half. Definitely the pace is Howells Dodge's, you would think. Schaefer runs over a screen, slow to get up. And we've got a whistle underneath as the shot. Did we get a travel on
Hageman? Yeah, yep.
Hageman. It was blocked out from that official on a baseline on a travel call there. And Howells Dodge is going to make a sub because Faltis banged his knee on the way down trying to set that screen on Joel Schaefer. There's no lack of physicality. Both these teams, obviously, you know what they do on the football field. And they bring that physicality here to the basketball court. With it out on the left wing, Caleb Eklund, unguarded there. Hageman gives him his space. Swings it over here to Ryan Creighton. Posting up Tanner. Tanner down to Cahoy. Cahoy turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Ben Keene. Keene pushes the ball up the floor. Has numbers for Howells Dodge. One-hand runner. He can't get it to go. Ball tipped out. Wisniewski, his seventh rebound. And they'll reset the offense. Hageman back to Casey. Danny Widhelm was the man that came in off the bench. He's in the left corner. They go to the right corner for the three. It's in and out, no good. From Keene, the rebound brought down by Caleb Eklund, his second. Get it to Schaefer. 2 minutes into the second half, and we're tied at 23. Schaefer looking for the flash. It's Creighton Ryan instead on the wing. Cahoy. Cahoy pulls up from 12, lets it go and hits. Back-to-back buckets from Hayden Cahoy. He averages 11. He's got 9 already. And that might be the spark they need.
Yeah, Cahoy's been playing real well. He had a 3 early, a couple buckets here. Give Overton the lead again.
Polacek drives, kicks it into the corner, and another steal made. Knocking it out of there is going to be Ryan, and then up the floor, the ball is thrown away again by Overton. They want to go so quickly, and that's the fourth, probably turnover in transition for Overton.
Yeah, at least they just, when they get in transition, they go too fast, and so when they go too fast, the passes are off, they go off legs, they get intercepted. Overton, I think when they get into transition, they need to stop trying to force it so much.
And Howell's Dodgers did a good job of getting in the passing lanes the whole game. Faltus is back in. He drives and a foul called. And is it on Tanner Ryan? He's headed to the bench, or is it on Caleb Eklund? Yeah, it's on Eklund. Still his third. And two free throws coming up here for Jesse Faltus, who has not been to the line. Has 2 points in the game, so whatever he banged, he didn't take him long to get back in. Free throw up and good. Faltus gets the first point of the second half here for the Jaguars and a chance to tie it on his second free throw. Takes a couple three dribbles. Spins it, fires it, and it falls over the front of the rim and in. Faltus ties the game at 25. Overton with Joel Schaefer running the point right now. Brings it to the left wing, picks his dribble up, gives it to Creighton Ryan. Ryan down the low block, Cahoy turnaround jumper, sets on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down by Luke Hageman, and Hageman will clear it out. Wisniewski into the front court, wants to get into the hands of Faltus, get their offense rolling here. Faltus just puts his head down, drives, has his shot blocked, but a foul going to be called. And it's going to go on Eklund, and he's got four. And so here comes J.D. Callahan into the game. Overton continues to play like it's the first minute of the first quarter. And two free throws coming up.
Look like a clean block from here, but if you're Eklund, you got to be smart in that situation.
Ball bounces in for Jesse Faltus. So Howells Dodge has decided they're going to put their head down and take it at the men in foul trouble. And for Overton, it'll be Eklund checking out. J.D. Callahan checks in. Second free throw now for Faltus is up and short. Rebound comes down to Creighton Ryan. 26-25, Howells Dodge, 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Schaefer with the ball at the top of the circle. Over to Tanner Ryan. Ryan isolated one-on-one, bounce pass inside, picked off, another steal made. Turnover number 11 for Overton. Outlet Wisniewski, great bounce pass to the trailer, but the shot missed and then tipped in by Ben Keene. He missed it, but stayed with it, tipped it in, and it's 28-25. Howells Dodge with five in a row. Crossover Cahoy stops the top of the circle, gives it to Schaefer. Schaefer back up top, Cahoy. Bounce pass outside the paint, Ryan. Ball fake, turnaround, got Hageman in the air, no call. The Overton fans didn't like it. Coming away with it will be Ben Keene. Gets it to Wisniewski into the front court. And they'll slow it down again. Ball poked away from behind by Schaefer. Now outlet, Joel's all alone, and the layup is up and in. On the assist by Tanner Ryan. Nice job by Joel Schaefer. Pokes the ball away, and he now has 8 points. Kind of a big bucket there because the momentum was starting to turn.
Yeah, and it felt like there might have been a foul that should have been called on Ryan. Didn't get it, so you felt Howells Dodge maybe could have attacked there, but good turnover there by Overton.
Hageman, a long three. It's no good. Rebound, though, brought down by Faltus as it came all the way out the arc. Now another three. That's an air ball, but an offensive rebound. Missed again. Ball still loose out there, and it's going to be grabbed by Keene and Faltus. Faltus got that one. Keene missed the earlier one. Again, tons of offensive rebounds in this game for Howells Dodge, and they're still only up by one. For all the offensive rebounds they have, to only have 28 points, that's got to be a concern. Another three on the way. Another one that's no good by Keene. The ball goes out of bounds. Plus, there's a foul called on Howells Dodge trying to get another offensive board. Faltus with his second. That's the first of the half on the Jaguars.
Yeah, just another long rebound, and this time Howells Dodge wasn't able to get it, so they fouled. Get a big cheer from the Overton crowd. They had finally thought that maybe there should have been two or three called. They finally get the first one on Howells Dodge, 3:11 to go in this third.
Official Kurt Heinrichs was having a chat with Tanner Ryan as they walked all the way down the floor, just a calm chat. Tanner nodded his head a couple times. I didn't see anything that time down the floor, but they think Tanner was asking maybe about some over-the-back possibilities to watch for that. So Schaefer now with the basketball, down by one. Ball screen, Callahan pick and roll. J.D. was open, but they didn't even look that way. They give it to Tanner Ryan outside the arc. Tanner swings it right side of the key to Cahoy. I think Overton's scoring options may be a little limited, or at least they feel like it is. Cahoy better get out of the paint, and instead he throws it away. Each team with four timeouts remaining. And Coach Dare getting off the bench saying, you guys have got to move and got to communicate. That's an unforced turnover there because nobody came to help Cahoy. Wisniewski into the front court, guarded by Schaefer. Overton has went back to a little bit of a matchup. They're still in the zone, trying to maybe chase around Hageman. Another three that's off the mark, and Schaefer will get his first rebound of the game. Howells dodges 1-12 from three. Tanner Ryan, oh no, comes to the other end. The ball got knocked away. He couldn't get out of the way, and he's got his fourth foul. That's just one of those you can't do anything about. He was headed to the hoop. The ball got knocked out of his hands, so when he didn't have the ball, he ran over Widhelm and got called for his fourth personal foul. So a turnover and a foul. Four on Tanner Ryan, four on Caleb Eklund, and we got 2:19 to go in the third.
And this is the exact same situation in the first half where Howells Dodge was able to get inside to get to Hageman, and Hageman kind of took over for the Jaguars.
You probably couldn't even go with a no call there. It was a pretty good collision. So Howells Dodge with a basketball. Faltis kicks it out to Keene. Ben on the wing to Wisniewski. Howells Dodge hasn't used quite as much bench here in the third quarter. Over to Faltis. 28-27. Faltis pull up three off the front iron. No good. And the rebound to Joel Schaefer. If Howells Dodge starts to hit those threes, Overton's going to be in trouble. 1 of 13. Overton hasn't even attempted one here in this quarter. They're 3 of 9. With it, Cahoy. He's hit a couple of those. Up top now, the three on the way. It's off the heel, no good by Creighton Ryan. The ball is saved in, but it's into the hands of Schaefer. 12-footer good. Joel Schaefer had the ball thrown right to him from Tyler Palachik, who was trying to save it. And it's 29-28 Overton. A different type of ball game here in the D1 semifinals. With it is Bloom, or excuse me, Wisniewski. Wisniewski drives wide open to the corner for three as Keene, and again it won't go. And an over-the-back foul will be called by Howells Dodge. And now you'll hear the Overton fans. Wisniewski picks up his third personal foul. It is the second team foul of the half on Howells Dodge. Overton trying to survive. A lot of people think this is the state championship game with Randolph waiting on the other side, the sixth seed. But hey, Randolph beat Howells Dodge. So when you're in the finals, you can do something. And trouble here, Howells Dodge pushes it all the way out to midcourt. Somehow Cahoy grabs it, drives, 15-foot pull-up, got it. 6 in the quarter, 11 in the game for Hayden Cahoy. 31-29 Overton, 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Jeff, they didn't keep the fouls where we wanted them for Overton, but they're going to either be, it looks like, in the lead or tied at the worst going into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 5 points since halftime, and here's a foul.
Driving in is Jesse Faltis, trying to take it to the hoop, and they're going to call a body foul as he made his way, but they're not going to give him free throws. And the foul was on Hayden Cahoy, his second, fourth team foul here on Overton. 27 seconds remaining in the third quarter, 31-28 Overton. State tournament action brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. Working around the perimeter here, looking at a three, taking the three, shooting it over everything as Jesse Faltis, and it goes off of Overton. And again, there's nothing you can do. You're going up for the rebound, and then you go, oh my, it's 3 feet over. It bounces off their shoulder and goes out of bounds, so it'll be Howells Dodge basketball with 20 seconds to go. Throw it the width of the floor here and get it to Faltis, who decides to just take it to the hoop. That's a charge. Oh, no, a blocking foul, and they count the hoop. Coach Dare off the bench. Logan Kaiser just got crushed. We don't get the replay on Friday that we get on Saturday, but Kaiser was there the whole time. That's one I'd like to see again. But the call goes against Overton. And Kaiser will pick it up, his second. 16 seconds to go. The free throw is up. It's short. Did it even hit the front of the rim? Well, it doesn't matter. He crossed the free throw line because he knew he missed it. Now here comes Danny Widhelm into the ball game for Howells Dodge. Overton, 31-30, 16 seconds to go. And they'll get it into Cahoy. Let's see if they can score on the final shot. Schaefer on the right wing. They get it to Creighton Ryan. Off a couple of picks, Cahoy up top. 8 seconds. Cahoy pulls up right elbow, lets it fly. Short, no good. Rebound brought down by Luke Hageman. Ball knocked away. Schaefer from 30. No. And that is the end of the first of the third quarter of play. Boy, that would have really got the Overton fans into it had Schaefer knocked down that 30-footer after the Howells Dodge turnover. We have reached the end of the third quarter of play in the D1 state semifinal. It's going to come down to the wire. Overton 31, Howells Dodge 30 on Classic Hits 98.9 and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Overton will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Someone's 8 minutes away from the state final. Trying to repeat Howells Dodge. Overton trying to make it back for the first time since 2010 and the third time in school history. They lead it 31-30, but a ton of foul trouble. Cahoy stops in the right-hand corner. Schaefer comes over. Joel stepped up there in that third quarter, drives to the right elbow. He leads the team. He has 10. Cahoy has 11. Schaefer on the left wing. Three-point bucket's a key. 0-7 in that quarter for Howells Dodge. 1-15 for the game. Overton being very patient. Get it into J.D. Callahan. Left block. Too strong. Shot no good. Wisniewski, his eighth rebound. 31-30 Overton. Just 7 points in that quarter for Howells Dodge. None for Luke Hegeman, their leading scorer. In the pocket, picked again. That is the 15th turnover, and Schaefer comes in. It gets fouled and throws it over his shoulder and in. A highlight reel play for Joel Schaefer.
Nice job. His opponent tried to cross him over. He just simply stuck his hand out, stole it away, drew the contact, and literally wasn't even facing the basket, just threw it up, and it went in. Circus act indeed. Big momentum shifter, I feel.
Well, I see that Megan from NTV had the camera on it at this end, so I'm sure, hopefully, you'll get to see that one tonight on the sports. As the free throw is up and in, plus it was the fourth foul on Wisniewski. Schaefer, the three-point play, now has 13, and Overton up 34-30. 1 minute into the fourth quarter, quick shot at the other end. Bloom, no good. It's all Blue underneath the rebound, brought down by Joel Schaefer. A chance for a real run here. Overton could get something going, and that's with Eklund and Ryan on the bench. Cahoy drives to the high post, fade away from 13. It will not go, and the rebound brought down by Luke Hegeman. That's his 10th. 15 points, 10 rebounds for the 6'5 senior of the Howells Dodge Jaguars. 34-30, Overton with the lead. 6.5 to go. State tournament action brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road, Grand Island. Wisniewski stays in the game with those four fouls. Working it around the perimeter, they post up Hegeman on the left block. Tries to throw through the paint, and it's picked off by Schaefer. Good idea, but Faltus didn't get open. And here come the Eagles. Cahoy, Kaiser, Creighton Ryan, Schaefer, and Callahan on the floor. Joel takes it into the paint. Spin move, switches to the left hand and scores. And Howells Dodge may need a timeout. And there it is. 5:55 to go in the ball game. This is the biggest lead Overton has had since the first quarter. It's the Eagles 36, Howells Dodge 30. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Back in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth out of the Howells Dodge timeout. Overton leads at 36-30, 5:50 to go. And we said when Tanner Ryan got his fourth foul and Eklund got his fourth foul that Schaefer might have to step it up, and he has. Here's a three-pointer that hits the side of the board and then a foul on Jesse Faltis trying to get his own rebound. And all of a sudden, Howells Dodge in the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter looks like a different team, Jeff.
Yeah, and Schaefer's been doing good offensively and defensively. A couple steals in this period as well. The circus shot make, a couple of other buckets. So Schaefer doing a good job of willing Overton into this lead.
What a great job by Schaefer so far, who was in foul trouble yesterday himself. Logan Kaiser has the basketball. Work it over to Ryan. Left-hand corner. Schaefer to the top of the key, Callahan. I'm really surprised Howells Dodge hasn't tried to get it to Hegeman almost every time. Kick it out, Schaefer for three. It got blocked. And the rebound brought down by Jesse Faltis. Faltis guarded the backcourt. Ryan putting some pressure on. Crossover, lost him. Brings it to the right elbow. Kicks it there to Wisniewski and back outside the arc. But Howells Dodge just atrocious from outside the arc. 1 of 16. And they'll fake that three, driving in Palacic, dishes it underneath to Hegeman, up and in, and he's fouled. That's a good play by the Jaguars. And the first points of the second half for Luke Hegeman, who had 15 in the first half.
I think that was on Kaiser, perhaps.
Yep, the third on Logan. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. So 18 points, 10 rebounds for Luke Hegeman, 36-33 Overton, 4:50 to go in the game. Up the floor with it is Schaefer. Schaefer steps through the double team, puts it up off the glass, but it was too strong. Hegeman got the rebound, and an outlet pass foul called on Creighton Ryan. He thought he was going to get the steal. Instead, it's his third foul. And again, a lot of time in the bonus in the first half. And a little bit of time here in the bonus in the second half. That's the seventh team foul on Overton with 4:45 to go. And Jesse Faltis is at the line. He is 3 of 5, has 7 points. Front end of the 1-1. It's on the way, and it is out. No good. Rebound to Joel Schaefer. All 5 of his boards here in the second half. And the 6'1 senior brings it into the front court over to Hayden Cahoy. And a timeout going to be called here by Overton. And I think this is where head coach Joel Schaefer is bringing his boys back in. Tanner Ryan and Caleb Eklund will check in with 4:35 remaining in this basketball game. And high school basketball brought to you by Tom Dimsdale Automotive, your truck destination. With BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark trailers. They're located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island. Or you can visit them online at DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles, a service, repair, and full body shop at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Grand Island. It's Overton 36, Howells Dodge 33, here on Classic Hits.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Had a score update from Pinnacle Bank a little while ago, Jeff.
Yeah, at halftime, Columbus scores with a 26-25 lead over Wahoo Bishop Newman.
SCOTUS may surprise a lot of people if they can win that one after Newman scored 90 yesterday. Tanner Ryan, double team, gets it in the paint. Out to Schaefer, kicks it into the corner to Eklund. Eklund, nowhere to go down the baseline and used his dribble up. Needs some help, throws it up top, finds Schaefer. 4:15 to go, 36-33 Overton. This is not Overton style. They like to score points, but they'll take whatever it takes to get it done today. J.D. Callahan back up top to Eklund. Very patient to Ryan on the left wing. Callahan open underneath. Ball fake, reverse layup, and a late foul call on Howell's dodge. Boy, he had two guys just go right by him in the air trying to block the shot. So he stepped around for the reverse layup and drew the foul.
I like the move by Coach Dare leaving Callahan in, because then defensively you can match him up with Hageman, and right there offensively he was just so aggressive and earned his way to the free throw line.
Foul on Ben Keene, his first. Callahan's free throw is good. J.D. Callahan with his first point of the ball game. And it's 37-33, Overton. Second free throw, Callahan. Another senior, good. J.D. Callahan, two big free throws. 38-33, Overton, 4 minutes remain in the game against the defending state champion, Howell's Dodge, with their young head coach in Cole Fisher. Crossover dribble by Faltus into the corner. Now they get it down low, trying to get it to the big fella, Hageman, and stepping in front to make the steal is Caleb Eklund, the 17th Howell's Dodge turnover. Missed threes and turnovers have been the Achilles heel for the Jaguars. Tanner Ryan one-on-one with Wisniewski, who has four fouls. Into Eklund, makes a move in the lane, puts it up no good, partially deflected in there by Luke Hageman. And coming up on the basketball will be Jesse Faltus. He gets it to Hageman, runs over a man, missed the shot. Two guys hit the floor hard and are slow to get up. J.D. Callahan, a big, solid boy, gets the foul, his first. And Luke Hageman, he's a big boy, and it took him a minute to get up, and he'll shoot two.
Yeah, both players into the floor hard. Good basketball move by both. Hageman picked up the foul, head to the line now.
Free throw, no good. He is smarting. On ESPN, 1460 and 1550, it's the Big Ten Tournament. Michigan 38, Illinois 33. They are at the half. Second free throw on the way. Missed them both, and Callahan, who committed the blocking foul, gets the rebound, and Overton now can be a little patient with the ball if they want. Up five, 3:15 to go, 38-33. Schaefer well out between the circles, gets it to Caleb Eklund. Ryan working on Wisniewski, and then just trying to work it around the perimeter. Ball got away. First Overton turnover of the fourth quarter. They have 14 compared to the 17 of Howell's Dodge. And pushing the ball up the floor will be Jesse Faltus. Faltus between the circles, off the ball screen, kicks it into the left-hand corner to Wisniewski, back to Faltus, lost his man, great spin move and score. Jesse Faltus with 9 points, and it's a three-point game, timeout after the make by Howell's Dodge. They will have two timeouts remaining, 2:53 to go in the game. It's Overton 38, Howell's Dodge 35. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here at the Devaney Center. Jeff, Overton has been able to keep the lead here in the fourth quarter, very key.
Yeah, and it'll be important to not turn the ball over. Full court pressure now from Howell's Dodge.
And Joel Schaefer will push it up. Little hand check. He'll kick it out top of the key. 18-footer Cahoy, short, no good. Follows his shot, though, and got his own rebound. He'll get it to Schaefer on the weak side, on the right. Holds the ball above his head. Howell's Dodge really pressuring. They've still got a foul to give here before Overton's in the bonus. Cahoy with it up top. They need to force that foul here on Howell's Dodge. Take it at him. Over to Schaefer. Going for the steal. Palacic came up empty. Top of the circle, Cahoy to Schaefer. 2:20 to go. 38-35 Overton. Into the hands of Creighton Ryan. But Overton's got to attack. Attack here. Don't just waste too much time. It's still a one-possession game.
Yeah, they're nowhere near the basket, Doug.
Yeah, everything's out between the circles. Now Tanner Ryan drives, gives it into the corner. Open three, Creighton Ryan. And before the shot, a foul called on Tanner Ryan, and he's fouled out of the game away from the ball after he passed it. I missed it because I went to look at the three-point shot. Tanner Ryan fouled out of the basketball game.
I think they said he was holding his opponent back.
Well, they were both out of bounds. And you can't hold him there, yeah, either. Yeah, I understand that. But
It was away from the ball and no indication on the play. Coach Stairs coaching him up, saying, hey, we'll need you tomorrow if we get there. Stay in there, big boy.
Well, he's fouled out. Tanner didn't get to play much tonight. He fouls out of the game with just 3 points and 2 rebounds. And the thing is, Overton still has a chance to win the game. 38-35, Overton, a minute 45. Open three, top of the key, Faltus. It is no good. Rebound, J.D. Callahan. Howells dodges one of 17 from three-point land. Joel Schaefer into the front court, a minute 40 to go. Gets it to Creighton Ryan. 38-35, Overton. Overton with 7 points in the quarter. 5 for Howells Dodge. Schaefer is fouled, and they call a travel. Horrible, horrible, horrible missed call. Schaefer was mauled at midcourt, and they didn't call it. So they now Howells Dodge gets the basketball back.
Yeah, they call a walk because he was pushed, and that's what forced the walk.
Well, here comes Howells Dodge backing in. Maybe a walk right back, and they'll get the call.
Basketball gods do exist, Doug. Now you want to get to your best free throw shooter here.
The pressure that Howells Dodge is putting on, you're watching that. You know what's going to happen. You know what they're trying to do. And they didn't call it last time. So up the floor, Cahoy. As Cahoy is dribbling up the floor, from behind, Ben Keene kind of tried to swat at the ball. I think he got pretty much all air, and they call that foul. So sometimes the crowd maybe can get in your ear a little bit. That's just the sixth team foul. So we're not in the one-and-one yet. So Joel Schaefer to throw it in with a minute 17 to go right in front of us here. And he'll lob it out towards midcourt to Caleb Eklund. Overton has got to play loose. And now another foul. That's just weird. Schaefer just absolutely got mauled the last time, and now we see two touch fouls, and it'll send Schaefer to the line to shoot a one-and-one. And there's still plenty of time left, minute 13. They didn't have to come out and make that quick foul, but they did.
It's been a quick 30 seconds, or a very long 30 seconds, excuse me.
Free throw rattles out. Faltus rebound, another chance for Howells Dodge. They've had their chances. On the right wing, Keene to Faltus. Over to Wisniewski. 1 minute to go in the game, 38-35 Overton. Back to Wisniewski on the post. Hageman moves, shoots, misses, tip try, no good. J.D. Callahan will come away with the rebound and a foul called on the Jaguars. Faltus got a good look at the putback. Couldn't score it.
Yeah, it looked like they were going to try and maybe shoot the three, Doug, but they're shooting like 1 of 15. They decided to go inside. J.D. Callahan with a huge rebound, chance to extend this lead at the free throw line.
Howells Dodge, I don't have the exact shooting percentage, but it can't be good. And Callahan at the line to shoot the 1-1 with 51 seconds to go. J.D. puts it up, and it's no good. Rebound out of bounds. It goes to Howells Dodge. Faltus grabbed it. It was tipped out of his hands by Creighton Ryan. Two timeouts remaining for Howells Dodge. 3 for Overton. A jump ball would go to Overton. Overton's going to put some pressure on, but they don't want a foul because a foul would be 2 free throws. And into the front court, the timeout will be called here. A full-length timeout for Howells Dodge. It leaves them 1 remaining. 44 seconds remain in the game. It is still Overton 38, Howells Dodge 35. State tournament action brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again. For a better tomorrow, we'll be right back.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
The biggest lead in the game by either team was 7 points by Overton. Howells Dodge took a 6-point lead right before the half. Overton hit back-to-back buckets to make it 2 at the half. 44 seconds to go, 38-35. Overton Howell's dodge ball out of the timeout. Overload on the right side. They're going to take the three. It is short. Oh, a foul called. Is it after the shot? It looks like it's after the shot, but we're still going to get a one and or two-shot foul here. And Eklund has fouled out of the game. He boxed out Ben Keene 22 feet away from the hoop right into the Howell's Dodd bench. And so two free throws now coming up for Keene, who's not been to the line, has 2 points, five rebounds. Eklund finishes with 4 points, two rebounds, and two blocks, fouls out with 39 seconds. And Overton, now you get to that point where not only do you want to win it, but you kind of need to win it now in regulation. Overtime would not be a favorable because Howell's going to be getting the comeback and you've lost two of your top players. Free throw is good by Ben Keene.
And Overton had two front ends of a miss on one-on-one that could come back to haunt him right now.
38-36, Overton, 39 seconds. Second free throw short. Rebound fought for. Schaefer is able to get it. He'll give it off to Cahoy. Cahoy hustles into the front court, and he'll be fouled right in front of us by Ben Keene. His third, that is the ninth team foul. So it's still a one-on-one for Hayden Cahoy, who has not been to the line. 11 points, six of those came in the third quarter. 33 seconds remaining. Owls Dodge has Wisniewski and Keene with four fouls each. Free throw, Cahoy up and in. It rattled around, but it did go down, earning the bonus. For Hayden Cahoy, 39-36, Overton, 33 seconds to go, a chance to make it a two-possession basketball game again. Trevor Bloom trying to sneak back there under the Howell's Dodge hoop, but Overton's got it. Second free throw, Cahoy, no good. Rebound brought down by Jesse Faltis. They need a three, and they're one of 18. They don't have to make the three or shoot the three, but we'll see how quickly they get to the hoop. With it is Wisniewski. 20 seconds, and a timeout going to be called here by Howell's Dodge. It is their last timeout. So, Jeff, they're going to put all their eggs into the basket right now with 20 seconds to go.
Yeah, well, they just kept letting that clock turn. It was about 40 seconds to go when they got it. It got all the way down to 20. So now I think at this point you probably need to get the three off. If you're Howell's Dodge, you're going to draw something up on your last timeout. If you are going to drive, you need to get into Hageman and see if you can get some contact.
Well, Howell's Dodge obviously was in this spot in their loss to Randolph where they fell 62-60, but they have not won any close games. They've been so dominant. The closest game they won was a 56-50 decision over Bancroft-Rosalie, and then Bancroft-Rosalie the very next game they played each other again, and that's when the 49-game winning streak was snapped. So Howell's Dodge, again, they have enough time that they don't have to take the three, and if you're Overton, you don't want to foul Luke Hageman if they lob it into it. So here we go to throw it in the front court will be Jesse Faltis. Overton 20 seconds away from a state final. Rotate it around, get it into the hands of Keene. Keene back up top, fadeaway three is up by Faltis, and he hit it. Here comes Overton, 9 seconds to go, tied at 39. Into the front court, Cahoy. Cahoy to the high post, spin move, turnaround jumper, good! It's over! Overton's going to the state finals on the Hayden Cahoy jumper! Overton 41, Howell's Dodge 39. Howell's Dodge didn't have a timeout to stop the clock. There was about 2 seconds left when Cahoy hit it. And with all the foul troubles, Overton survives and defeats the defending state champion from Howell's Dodge, 41-39. Hayden Cahoy, the hero. And we'll talk more about it in the Misco Sports postgame show coming up on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Misco Sports taking care of you in every sports season, getting you on to the spring sports season, whether it's track, whether it's soccer, it doesn't matter what the story is, but Overton is not ready for the spring sports season yet. They come through with a gutty performance. Joel Schaefer carries them with Hayden Cahoy. Here in the second half, they had all of the buckets except Logan Kaiser picked up one. A couple of free throws in there for J.D. Callahan, who came up big defensively in the post. They kept Luke Hegeman to 3 points in the second half after he got 15 in the first half. And then Hayden Cahoy is going to get 24 hours of being the man, hitting that 12-foot jumper with a hand in his face to make it a 41-39 win for Overton. All the numbers, and hopefully a chance to chat with the head coach right after this timeout.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors. Eighth and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Devaney Center here in Lincoln. Misco Sports postgame show. And what else is going on, Jeffrey? We've got the C1 semifinal over at Pinnacle Bank.
Yeah, last report was after three quarters, Columbus Scotus, the top seed, who took care of Kearney Catholic yesterday, leading 42-34 over Newman. So Scotus 8 minutes away from a state final appearance themselves.
And Wahoo, the winner earlier. Wouldn't that be something if Wahoo was in the final and Newman had to stay home after the way Newman destroyed them in the sub-district final. So what a job we had done here by Overton. They make it to the state final for the second time under Coach Jay Stair. They were the runner-up in 2010. And whatever the style, they have found a way to put it together. Their only loss since the holiday tournament was to Elm Creek, losing twice to them, and then they avenged that in the sub-districts. And by the exact same score yesterday, Elm Creek was eliminated by Randolph, 41-39. And today, Overton beats Howells Dodge, 41-39. And since they don't have to get the fans out of here quite as quick, since it's the second game of the session, there's still a lot of milling around going on. But what a job by Overton to somehow find a way. And we said that the key stretch of this basketball game was third quarter with 4 minutes to go. Tanner Ryan got his fourth foul, and even though they didn't survive the fouls through the third quarter, they had the lead.
Yeah, and you sense that when the two big players, Eklund and Ryan, got in foul trouble, you're like, okay, sometimes teams just say, okay, we're done, we can't do anything. But Joel Schaefer and Hayden Cahoy stepped up. They carried them in those minutes. They did a great job in the fourth quarter. J.D. Callahan did a great job defensively on Hageman, and so those three specifically stepped up when the other two went out with foul trouble, and Overton with a 2-point win, about as close and exciting as game here at the Devaney Center that I can remember.
And, of course, remember at 3:45, Donovan Trumbull against Archbishop Bergen out of Fremont. You'll hear that on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We continue on with our Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Let's look at the final stats now here on the Misco Sports postgame show. First off for Howells Dodge, Casey Wisniewski, 2 points, 8 rebounds. Tyler Polacek, 5 rebounds. Trevor Bloom had 4 points and 1 rebound. Jesse Faltis, who looked like maybe he would be the hero, he hit the three-pointer to tie the game with 10 seconds to go before Cahoy hit the game winner. 12 points, 9 rebounds. Ben Keene, 3 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. Danny Widhelm had 2 rebounds, and Luke Hegeman, 18 points, 11 rebounds, 1 block shot, but he only had 3 points in the second half of play. 4 of 6 from the free throw line in the first half, 5 of 10 in the second half, didn't help either, going 2 of 6 in the fourth quarter. 3 points shooting, 1 of 8 in the first half, 1 of 11 in the second half, and that was the one that was made by Faltis with 10 seconds to go. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 9 in the second half. 15 points at halftime, and in the second half of play, 16 points put on the board. Now, let's see. I better double-check that. 23, 7, and 9, 16. Yeah, that's right. 23 in the first half, 16 in the second half. So 39 points, 41 rebounds for Howells Dodge, 9 of 16 at the free throw line, 2 of 19 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 18 turnovers, and Howells Dodge will be in the consolation game tomorrow with a record of 26-3, where they will take on Clearwater Orchard 2 o'clock at Lincoln East. So Howells Dodge had 41 rebounds, but was just 2 of 19 from three-point land and had 18 turnovers. We'll look at the numbers for Overton right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And we're back on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for Overton. Creighton Ryan, 1 point, 3 rebounds and a block. Hayden Cahoy, the game winner, 14 points, 3 rebounds in the game. 4 points for Logan Kaiser. Tanner Ryan, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Caleb Eklund, 4 points, 2 rebounds and 2 blocks. Joel Schaefer led the way with 15 points and 6 rebounds. And J.D. Callahan had 2 points and 5 rebounds. 9 rebounds in the first half, 12 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 2 of 5 in the first half, 4 of 8 in the second half. So neither team blitzed the net from the free throw line either. 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, only attempted 2 in the second half and missed them both. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Overton had 21 points at halftime when they trailed 23-21. They scored 20 in the second half, and the 41 points by Overton, that ends up being enough, and it is the fewest points that the Eagles scored in a game all season long. In fact, not even close. The 50-37 win over Wilcox-Hildreth was their previous low this year. 50-52 a couple of times, but this is a team 51 against Arapahoe on opening night that's used to putting the ball in the bucket, and it's still good enough. 41 points, 21 rebounds, 6 out of 13 from the free throw line, 3 of 11 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 15 turnovers, and Overton is now 24-4 on the season and will advance to the D1 State Championship game tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. at Pinnacle Bank Arena as they take on Randolph. Randolph is a program that has had some success over the last decade. They were the state champions way back in 2002 when they won C2. Hard to believe it was that long ago, but that's when it was. And this will be their third ever and second in the modern era state championship appearance. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., you'll hear it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and all six championships on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Well, the newspaper and TV folks have taken Jay Stair and are still chatting with him. We'll take a final break and be right back.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another to Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Well, I know you hopefully were with us for the entire broadcast today. We want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics and to our state tournament sponsors, including Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists, Feel Like Yourself Again, Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, and Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Again, there were 20 seconds remaining in the basketball game. It was 39-36. A three-point lead for Overton, and that's when Howells Dodge took the timeout. And here's how the final ending of the game sounded. Here we go to throw it in the front court will be Jesse Faltis. Overton 20 seconds away from a state final. Rotate it around, get it into the hands of Keene. Keene back up top, fadeaway three is up by Faltis, and he hit it. Here comes Overton, 9 seconds to go, tied at 39. Into the front court, Cahoy. Cahoy to the high post. Spin move, turnaround, jumper, good! And that's how the ball game ended. Hayden Cahoy hitting the bucket, and the final score, 41-39, Overton over Howells Dodge. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes for years and will continue to do so from their storefront location.